Local Agency Formation Commission for Los Angeles County. This is a September 8th, 2021 meeting. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And now, Paul, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Specifically, please state the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution. Seeing none, there are a few announcements. Staff posted the agenda for today's meeting to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, August 31st at 12:20 p.m. At LAFCO's request, LA County staff posted a hard copy at the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration on August 31st at 4:21 p.m. Today's meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of the Governor's Executive Orders number 25-20, N29-20, and N08-21. Under the modified laws of the Ralph M. Brown Act for the COVID-19 emergency, as well as the County of Los Angeles' Safer at Home Order for the Control of COVID-19. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit written opposition or comments by email or via U.S. mail. For any communications received after the agenda was posted, staff forward copies via email to the commission. Also monitor the LAFCO email throughout the hearing. Any written comments received prior to the conclusion of the time for public testimony will be read or summarized by staff for the commission, presuming these comments are not from an individual who has already spoken. Instructions on how to participate by phone or the web are provided on page one of the agenda. LAFCO Council has reviewed the public hearing agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law as modified by the governor and county orders. For all agenda items requiring a vote, the commission clerk will call the roll for votes. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, we would ask that you please do so and then state your last name so that we can be sure to record it in the minutes. Item four is the swearing in of speakers. May I check with Doug, are there any callers or has anyone logged in from the public?
There's been nobody from the public, but I do have Commissioner Deere on speakerphone through my system.
Okay.
So he could hear and he'll be able to speak also.
Excellent. So there will be no swearing in of speakers. The next item is your consent agenda, item six. There are three items. Staff recommends one motion approving items 6A through 6C.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Count.
Is there a second?
Finley, second.
Thank you. Okay, roll call, Alicia.
Adriana. Commissioner Jerry. Commissioner Barger.
Yes.
Commissioner Close.
Yes.
Commissioner Deere.
Yes.
Commissioner Finley.
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? She never joined in, did she, Paul?
I don't think she has, correct.
Okay. Chair Gladbach?
Yes.
Your next item, item 7A, is annexation number 2018-06 to the San Gabriel Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District, an amendment to the San Gabriel Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District Sphere of Influence and the associated CEQA exemption. As noted on the agenda and due to an issue with providing legal notice, staff recommends a commission continue this item to your October 13th, 2021 commission meeting without discussion.
Do I have a motion?
Do I make a motion?
Did you get that, Alicia?
Yes.
Did we make your motion?
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, roll call, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger.
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Dear?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? Did she ever join?
She did not.
No, okay. Chair Gladback?
Yes.
There are no protest hearings. Your next item is item 9A, the annual election of commission officers. Section 10 of the rules of the commission state that the commission shall be presided over by a chair, a first vice chair, and a second vice chair to be elected by the commission. Officer positions are currently held by Commissioner Jerry Gladback, who is the chair, Commissioner Don Deere, who is the first vice chair, and Commissioner Gerard McKellum, who is the second vice chair. Staff recommends that the commission nominate and elect a member to serve as the LAFCO chair, a member to serve as first vice chair, and a member to serve as the second vice chair, each for a term of 1 year and until the election of a successor.
And Paul, I'm going to turn it over to you to elect, to run the nomination or the election.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask the commission if there are any nominations for the position of LAFCO chair.
Yes, Don Deere, I'd like to nominate Chair Gladback.
I'll second that.
Can we just move a slate of officers here? Like, keep them all the same?
I'll second that.
Commissioner Deere, are you supportive of that?
That's fine, sure.
Okay, okay. So that would be a motion to move all three of the current members. The Commissioner Gladback as chair, Commissioner Deere as first vice chair, Commissioner McKellum as second vice chair. That's on a motion by Commissioner Deere and a second by Commissioner Marish. Are there any other nominations?
Paul, shouldn't the motion be from Margaret? I'm guessing Don doesn't want to nominate himself, and Margaret, it was Margaret's idea to do it as a slate. So wouldn't that be a substitute motion?
Yes.
Yes, that would be, that's how I understand it. Margaret's okay.
Perfect. We will take the substitute motion, and that would be on a motion by Commissioner Finley with the second by Commissioner Marish to nominate the three current incumbents for the positions of chair, first vice chair, and second vice chair. Is there, are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay, if not, if I could ask the clerk, if I could ask Adriana to call the roll, please.
Commissioner Barger.
Enthusiastic, yes.
Commissioner Close.
Yes.
Commissioner Deere.
Yes.
Commissioner Finley.
With gratitude for them taking on this this onerous task.
Commissioner McKellum.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Chair Gladback.
Gratefully, yes.
Before we move on.
Commissioner Mitchell is here and I'm yes.
Oh, she's here.
I was about to announce it. Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. We apologize that you were having some issues logging in.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Good morning.
Your next item on the agenda is item 9B. This is the fiscal year 2020-2021 Davis-Farr audit planning letter to the commission. As part of its annual audit of the commission statement, your CPA firm, Davis-Farr, has provided the required audit planning letter to the commission, a copy of which is enclosed in your staff report. The letter invites the commission to direct any information that would bear on the auditor's risks to Davis-Farr's lead partner, who is Shannon Ayala. Staff recommends that the commission receive and file the Davis-Farr audit planning letter.
Do I have a motion?
Barger, I'll move.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Finley, second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Okay, motion carried.
Item 10A is your legislative update. As noted in the staff report, the legislature reconvened on August 16th. Legislative update summarizes several bills which may be of interest to the commission. One update since the publishing of the staff report is that SB 268 was approved by the assembly and is now pending before the governor. Staff recommends that the commission receive and file the legislative update.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, McKellum.
Is there a second?
Finley, second.
Margaret will second.
Hey, are there any discussions? Okay, roll call, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Dare?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes.
Item 11A is miscellaneous correspondence. 11A is the CalAFCO quarterly news from the Board of Directors for August 2021. We provided a copy of that quarterly report in your agenda report, in your agenda package, excuse me, and no action is required. Item 12 is Commissioner's report.
Does any commissioner have a report on a meeting you've attended on behalf of LAFCO? Not hearing any, Paul, you want to give us your report?
I provided you a brief written report. Just a couple quick items. One is that the CalAFCO Board of Directors met last week remotely, and they voted unanimously to cancel the 2021 annual conference, which was otherwise scheduled to be in Orange County the first week in October. The decision was based upon two issues. The primary issue was the concern about health issues associated with the COVID pandemic, particularly with gathering in an indoor seating where food is served. There were also some severe financial impacts associated with the very low registration. Typical conference attendance is about 230 to 260. As of the first week in September, they had 89 registrants. So for those two reasons, they decided to cancel this year's conference. And the second announcement is just that, as I had reported previously, as with all things COVID, this is of course subject to change. But right now, we are moving forward with an expectation that your October 13th meeting will be in the Hall of Administration, will be in person. We will be visiting the Hall of Administration. Staff and I will be visiting the Hall of Administration board hearing room next week to scope out seating arrangements, make sure everything is mic'd up properly. There's been some changes in the configuration of the boardroom. We will have a new seating chart. We will get that to you in advance of that meeting. And staff recommends that the commission receive and file the written and verbal reports from the executive officer.
Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move it, and I promise, Margaret, the doors will be unlocked for you when you come to the hall.
Thank you.
You'll leave the light on for us.
Is there a second?
Second, McKellum.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Dare?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Finley, yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? He's having technical difficulty.
Oh.
Mitchell, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Chair Gladback?
Yes.
Your next item is future meetings.
Is there any member of the public there, Paul? Did anybody show up?
Doug, is any member of the public logged in?
No member of the public have logged in.
Okay, thank you, Doug and Paul. Okay, future meetings. Maybe this will be the last one that I'll have trouble with getting on. So we'll meet in person, as far as we know, on October 13th, November 10th, and December 8th. And with that, adios to virtual meetings. And thank you all for your patience, participation, and time. So have a good day. Have a good month.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.